Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing.
Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here to have a wonderful show about sample healings from the light shift, the light beings. So I'd like you all to scroll down on the monitor screen, if you would. Just click on Creation Light Ship Healing, and then scroll down about an inch on your scroll bar. And you're going to find a beautiful picture of a light being there. And it's underneath the blinking flower. And you just click on that and look at it. And we're going to energize this light being. We'll bring in the male energies today. There's three different types that we have that are humanoid. We have the males and the females and the non-gender. So today we'll bring in the males. And the males are normally, for some people, a little more intense, maybe a little stronger than the females. And the males do most of the healing on the light ship as the doctors. The women are there also, and they are also doctors too, but they normally interface us humans to the light beings. So they're in between the doctors and us. So they tell the doctors what to do. That's what the females' roles are, along with doing specialized healings. So here we go. Going to energize them with the male energies. Here they come. So stronger, stronger. And the reason why I use the word stronger is because I have to command the energy. So either maybe count numbers or use the word stronger. So here we go. Stronger, stronger, stronger. You can watch it get energized and have more intensity each time I use the word stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And this might be plenty for some of you. What happens is that they need to know how intense to come in, how much strength to appear. Remember, they will never go against your free will. And so because I'm commanding them to come in by using that here, remember, all healings are a command. And so by doing so, then they will listen and do basically what I'm telling them to do. So they just can't come in like at full bore and blow your socks off because they don't work that way. They just want to come in very gently. And normally my voice will stop when it's pretty strong enough for most people. So we'll do it a little bit more because I want to feel a little more energy myself today. Here we go. And we have Annika out there in cyberspace.
Yes, I'm here, Ron. Hi, Ron. Hi, everyone. Welcome. It's great to be on.
How does the energy feel to you? Do you want it stronger also?
Oh, I could need some stronger today, too.
Okay, here we go. Stronger. And just watch the energy change on the light beams as it becomes more intense as each time I say the word stronger. Stronger, 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 stronger. This is going to be a good show today. Stronger, stronger. I guess we're all good. This is going to be better. Stronger, 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 stronger. We're energizing the light beam. So you just came on the show. Bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. Creation Light Ship Healing. Scroll down and here we go. Stronger, 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 stronger. Ah, this is feeling great. Stronger. If it's too strong, they just tell the light beam to not increase the energy for you anymore, okay? Some people like it to be stronger. So if your hair's standing up on the top of your head or something around your arms and it's a little too much for you, then just say, that's enough for me. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So, Annika, I'll put you on as our wonderful spokesperson today, our co-host. So, How are you doing today?
I am good, Ron. Thank you so much for doing that. That made me feel a lot better because I guess I have been feeling a little low just today, but that happens some days. We had a marathon session yesterday, though, that was wonderful that you did for us, and that was great. So it's just something going on with me today here. So I wonder if actually somebody, sometimes people email me before the show or, you know, before we're actually coming on here, and new people that I talk to that I tell about the Creation Light Ship are always wondering about special sample clearings that you do. And since I don't see, I just saw Pauline bring one up, but before I asked that one of you, I wanted to ask for a friend of mine who wants a sample of the sleep deprivation clearing that you do.
Okay, so here we go. I'll go back 5 days. And so what happens, or the way these healings work, remember, we have our body's like a computer, basically. And our body is, so to speak, controlled by our genetic cellular memory. And so these are like programs that run our lives, basically, because we're running typical mind energy, okay? Remember, the light only works in the now, and so there's no predetermined outcome to anything. Everything is live in the present moment, where the mind energy has a controlling faction to it, and these controlling energies are what controls our life. So basically, in a nutshell, when you're in mind energy, then you're being controlled. And I use the word being controlled because you're not controlling yourself. External energies are controlling you, just like the planets are, you know, your natal chart, your horoscope, etc. And there's much more to it than that, but just to keep it very simple, once you realize that, why do I have a natal chart and why do these planets affect me, then you realize that you don't have any real free will here. So not having free will is kind of disconcerting because we're told and actually taught that we have free will, free choice, free will. Well, unfortunately, that's just a teaching and it's not reality. But what clearing would you like to experience now, Annika?
Okay. Pauline asked for a sample of what the Earth Mind Matrix disconnect feels like.
Okay. Here we go. Earth, mind. Oh, boy. It's going to be a heavy one. It'll be good, though. Ready, Pauline? I'm sure she is. She's probably smiling. Here we go. So 5 days ago, so this will be a clearing here. I'm going to go through the chakras for people to actually experience that energy here. So here we go. Sixth chakra. This is a slower way of doing it. So here we go, fifth chakra, and fourth chakra, and third chakra, second chakra, first chakra. So we just use a chakra just to indicate what's happening so we have a way to understand about these healings. So here we go. Remember, your mind has to sometimes want to figure out what's going on, so this kind of pacifies your mind. So 4 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Well, 3 days ago, yawning, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And yesterday, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. There we go. So let's do an emotional clearing here. That was the mind matrix from the planet here, the connections to it from other planets, we'll say, other energies according to the planet and according to you, bringing you into the mind matrix, okay? So here we go. Do an emotional clearing. So 5 days ago cleared. This is a quicker way for me. just as effective. 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a feeling body. That's kind of the reverse of the emotional one, the flip side of the coin. Remember, not everybody lives in emotions, but you must have the emotional one done first. But there are people who strictly live in feelings. So this is why we do the feeling body also. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And then we have some people, and I'll kind of pick on men, we'll say. So men basically may not live in emotions or feelings. So they live in the mental realm. Not that women don't either, but we'll just keep it very simple here. A lot of women will say, yep, men are very, very mental, and I'm more emotional. So here we go. This is a mental body. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So now we have people that kind of goes across the both lines here of gender who have pain in their bodies. So ideally, most women will live in the, like I said, the emotions and feelings, and men are more in the mental. Not that, you know, that's the 100% rule, but I would probably say that most people would agree with me that that's probably the way it works, okay? But pain goes across everything. So remember, pain stays with you. It's an energy. Now, these bodies that I'm clearing are invisible energetic bodies, which means that these invisible energetic bodies we cannot see because they're invisible, and we have them connected to us energetically, and when they get overwhelmed, filled up, saturated with the negativity, which is the mind energy being transmitted to them at different frequencies of different energies of thought, then they become, you know, overwhelmed. And this is also true of the pain body. So here we go. Remember, this is an invisible body, and if you have any pain in your body throughout your lifetime, it can get overwhelmed and then bring more pain to you. If you interact or have a problem in a certain area and you keep having pain there, it may become very, very intense because you haven't cleared the last pain out of that area. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared. Nobody had pain yesterday. Yesterday cleared, and today cleared. I'm going to do that one over again for everybody. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay. Back to you, Annika.
Okay. I just wanted to mention if anyone wants to call in, the toll-free number is 888-815-9756, and that's to call in and request healings and if you have questions for Ron. You know, Ron, you got a lot of interesting clearings on your websites. It's amazing that there's so many. And a lot of the ones that you have are seven generation clearings. And that was one of them that you did early on here with the sleep deprivation. But there's a lot of them that I don't know if you want to do another one of the infinite sadness clearing, maybe something like that, or the loneliness clearing, if you want to do a sample of that.
Sure, okay. I don't think I did the sleep deprivation yet, so let's do that one here. We did the emotional one.
Okay.
So here we go. This is for people who have a hard time sleeping, so 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and, well, yada, today cleared. Must be tired, huh? Do it again. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okie doke. And what clearing would you like to experience now? The clearing for infinite sadness? Is that what it was there?
Yes, that's another real good one to do a sample of.
Okay. So here we go. 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Yeah, that one is kind of a heavy clearing here. Remember, all the energy runs through me from the people that's listening here, so I'm actually feeling as these energies pass through my body back to the light ship for healing.
Yeah, it's interesting when different clearings pop up for me here as a good one to ask of you, Ron. I always feel like there is somebody out there who wants this one, you know. And I guess there's something for all of us, that's for sure. There's also a lot to do for all of us, I would say, with the God, the religion indoctrination or the God plane clearing. Maybe you want to speak a little bit about those two and what is the difference of those two.
Okay, the God plane energy is like the energy that would be from typically all the energies connected to you that deal with God plane energy. It's like the matrix energy, very similar to that. This is where the aliens connect to you. The religion clearing is, again, similar, but that's for people typically who maybe go to church a lot, or have gone to church a lot, and they're somehow stuck in the mindset of a given religion. So they're both similar. Both kind of cover similar things. The religion one is like, let's just say that your parents were Baptist and you became Baptist and your grandparents were Baptist. Well, you have the Baptist agenda going on, okay? Whatever that would be. In any other religion, I just happen to use that one, okay? And so what happens is you have all of the energies from that religion, the mindset of that religion flowing to you and through you because you are connected energetically to that religion. So whatever people have thought and put into that cake mix, we'll say, for that religion, okay, because you're buying that whole cake, okay, and that whole box of ingredients, we'll say, for that religion. And whatever they thought, and as long as that religion has been in effect, we'll just say that it's been on this planet for, say, 500 years. And so you would have the mindset of all the ministers, all the people in the congregations. You have all the creeds, all the oaths. You know, who knows what you're agreeing to, you know, in a church service sometimes. Sometimes they want you to give your allegiance to that church some way, you know, and whatever is wrapped up in that organization, which is what it really is what you're being connected to. So you don't know what is underlying that you don't know about, okay? So you have that energy with you. So here we go. We're going to be doing the religion clearing first, okay? This is just one religion. So if you happen to have gone to a church in this lifetime, maybe you've been to many of them, then just think of them right now, because the light shift will only work with you, you know, as much as you wish to have released from you. Remember, they will never go against your free will. So we'll say that maybe you went to four different churches. Maybe you went to a Catholic church. Maybe you went to a Jehovah Witness church, okay? Maybe you went to a church of Latter-day Saints. And we'll say maybe you went to a Lutheran church. So maybe you only want to clear those four churches, okay, hypothetically. But you also went to a, say, an interfaith church, okay, of Christianity or something like that. And that one you kind of like, so you don't want to take away that energy. Well, the light ship is not going to take away from you everything. It's what you're asking to have released from you, because they're not going to go against your free will. You might want to keep that interfaith one, for instance, okay, or maybe that Baptist religion or whatever it would be. So here we go. We're going to go back. Remember, what your parents have is in your DNA. So they went to a church continuously before they conceived you. That's in their DNA, passed on to you, and now it's in you. Whether you went to a church or not, you're still a believer, believe me, because your DNA knows all about it, and whatever kind of things, tricks, or whatever energy that religion believes in, what they're connected to, what ET God they're praying to, is connected to you also. So here we go. We're going to clear this away. We'll go back 5 days. Remember, this energy is going to affect you through your whole life. This is why we have whole life clearings. I'm only going to do 5 days for you as a sample. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So that's the religion clearing, okay? And now we're going to do the God plane clearing. Like I said, it's pretty similar. Now, the God plane clearing disconnects you from a lot of the alien energies that are being perpetrated on you by these gods out there, these aliens. Remember, if you went to, if you were like a Roman minister and you went to different churches, and each church would probably have a different alien god, an alien being, an alien race, an alien person, whatever, attached to that particular church. So as you go hopping around from church to church, you're being energetically connected to that particular being. Remember, they're all in competition for us. So why do you think we have so many churches and so many different denominations? You know, you got to start looking at this here and kind of scratching your head wondering why, and that's the reason, because there's so many different types of energies. And so these alien gods, these alien beings put out an energy that, you know, is like the flame of the moth, and you may like a particular type of flame more than the other ones. You know, they're all going to make you a crispy critter at the end, but that's besides the point. So here we go. This is the God plane energy getting some of these alien gods, races off of you. Remember, this people do with their free choice, free will. They connect to these things. Otherwise, if you didn't do it, you might be a lot better off. In fact, some people say, gee, if I didn't believe in religion at all, I would be better off, wouldn't I? I go, yep, you would be, because you wouldn't have any stuff stored in your DNA. Here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There we go. So what we're actually doing here is, I believe, to be correct, we're changing your RNA, okay? So your RNA is actually being changed, which makes up your DNA. So I believe the RNA is what gets imprinted or what's current, and the DNA is what is a more past and a collective type of energy. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so just a little quick question there about what you were talking about the churches before. If you actually go to a church then, and let's say there is no service right there when you're there, I mean, you might even be using it for a group meeting of, say, children or something, could you still be corded or affected by what has normally gone on in the church?
Oh, yes, because the mindset's there. Mm-hmm. So let's just say that this church happens to put out, say on a Wednesday afternoon, they offer the church up for a Alcoholics Anonymous meeting, AAA, you know, or AA meeting, right? So, you know, 50 people come to it or whatever who are alcoholics, and yeah, they're getting trapped into that energy because they're walking right into the church, which is a vortex, we'll say, a stargate or whatever you want to call it. There's energy there with that belief system of that church. And so right away, everybody going in there will be energetically connected to the mindset of the church and, say, the doctrines, the creeds, whatever else is going on there, you're in it. So, you know, it's kind of like, you know, walking outside when it's raining out and you think that you're not going to have rain on you because you don't believe it, okay? So, yes, you are going to be there because you're in the energetic field of all the people in that church who has prayed, who has connected in like mind. Remember, we're talking about mind here. Mind energy is the whole thing that we're trying to get you out of, which is not of the light. So anything that's in the mind energy there, that's there, is going to be connected to you just by walking into the door. It's no different than picking up entities. Plus, you may get church entities hopping on you who may want to go to that church service. So that might be a good way that the churches can promote their services, just to provide a free space for people to come in who are more needy type of people. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, that all makes sense. And also, since you were sharing a little bit about two different clearings, the religion indoctrination and the God plane and the differences between the two, and we were also speaking about parental influences or the generational influences. You have two other ones that I wanted to see if you can kind of share a little bit about how they go back in time. Let's say the Immaculate Conception clearing that goes back with your parents, And another one that you have is the mother-father clearing.
Yeah, the mother-father one deals with the energy. Remember, it's all mind energy. So we're dealing with how your parents programmed you, and also how they are programming you now. And so this clearing will eliminate or help to get rid of the mindset that they're transmitting to you. Remember, what they are, everything around you is like a computer programmer, okay? So the programmer is programming into you because you're receptive different types of programs, different mindsets. And so when you start eliminating the programmers, then you start getting out of the mind energy. So that might be another way of looking at this here. The Immaculate Conception is designed to get rid of, maybe not 100%. A lot of these I like to be 100%, but there's always some hidden thing that kind of pops up in most of the clearings. So we'll just say that they're at least 95% complete, okay? So what happens is that on the Immaculate Conception, it starts to go back and erases and takes away your mindset from the past, okay? This is what Jesus went through. But he had many, many clearings at one time on the light ship. And this is what we're doing down here. It would not be as effective as what he went through, but it will definitely help. Remember, he had to have his whole body cleared of genetic cellular memory in order to have the light beings come into his body to do their particular genre when he was down here walking the earth. So I used the word he as his body. So his body was cleared of genetics so that it would not be able to respond to the emotional densities of judgment that's here. So I just want to clarify that. His spirit, the spirit of Jesus, that was in the body, that held the body, is what kept the body, we'll say functional. And that's basically all that spirit did. When he was doing certain things that they talk about in the Bible, that's the only way that we know of him, basically, in other maybe sacred texts, sacred scriptures, at those times when he did certain things, then other light beings used his body, came into the body to do whatever they chose to do. And so his body had to be clean enough to bring in that light frequency of the light beings to do their mission here. And that was all from the light ship. So I hope that kind of clarifies that. So he went through a special healing. And I mentioned this on other shows too, periodically, you know, if you wanted to have your body cleared, there are people out there who have been struck with lightning. So what does lightning do to your cellular memory? It starts to erase all of it. And so this is probably maybe one reason why people get struck with lightning. I don't know. But and a lot of times when they come out of it, it might take a while. Maybe they have a little bit of brain damage or something. But all of a sudden, they're a changed person. And this is also true of the people who have the near-death experiences when they go to the light of the darkness. That also happens to them because the body dies. And when the body goes through a death experience and then gets brought back to life again, that cellular memory starts getting erased, okay? And just depends how long the person is dead. And then once the body gets re-energized over again, the person can actually change their personality because the spirit is able to come more fully present into that body because a judgment is released from it. And or maybe they have a walk-in, another spirit comes in. That can happen too. But still, whatever is in your body as a spirit, whether it's your old one or a brand new one, it still must work through the genetic cellular memory to come forward. So when you do have that experience, all of a sudden, you know, maybe this lifetime is erased. Maybe, a lot of the traumas are released from you. and from the past, so all of a sudden now you're a different person because you're not running. Remember I said we talked about programs like a computer. You're not running the programs because they're erased. So back to you, Annika. I hope that kind of clarifies that particular healing and how it could really, you know, affect you.
Okay. Did you want to do a parental influence clearing or
I'll do one for your mother, first of all.
Okay.
And whether your mother's living or not makes no difference. That energy is still with you. So here we go. I'll clear 5 days ago. Remember, you're still running the programs, okay? The mindset of what your mother instilled in you as right and wrong or whatever way you want to look at that, the morals of your mother, the programming that your mother gave you. Remember, she's a programmer, okay? So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Now we'll do your father, same process. So he has his programmer hat on, you know, and he's programming you too. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, pretty negative here, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So somebody out there may have taken on maybe some negativity. Maybe they made a phone call to their father. Maybe their father started ragging on them or something, saying what an awful person they are. So that happened a couple of days ago to somebody or maybe a few people listening out there. Remember, even if these people are no longer here, they still have the influence on you because you are running the programs that they instilled in you of how to live and lead your life on this planet. So I'm going to do one more. I'll do your boss, okay? If you don't have a boss, then think of somebody else. Maybe think of somebody, maybe a brother or sister, a relative or something, a boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. Here we go. So think of that person. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. Yawning. Wow. Oh, man. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. There we go. So you can just see how much energy these people are transmitting to you as they control your life. If you feel less tense right now, maybe you feel better by having your father cleared over your mother, and it's because of the energy that they're transmitting to you, like a psychic attack, okay, thinking about you. Good or bad thoughts make no difference. It's still a judgment, and judgments you don't want to have. So they're giving you a psychic attack to you, because they want you to live your life a certain way. This is why we have the Dark Side Practitioner Clearing on the website also, to get yourself out of people sending mind energy transmissions to you. And that's also included in people doing prayer circles for you, because they're sending you psychic attack energy also. Back to you, Annika.
Okay, here's another energy that Ren is asking about, which we unfortunately have to deal with here, which is to do with guilt and shame. And is that the same energy she's asking? And if you can do a sample.
Sure. I'll do guilt first. So every clearing will be slightly different. Sometimes I lump a couple of these together. But here's the guilt one. Remember, you may not think you have any guilt until all of a sudden you have the clearing. You don't know how bad you are until you have a clearing and you can start to see the forest through the trees. Otherwise, you don't see it. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, oh boy, and today cleared. Boy, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So again, just see how your body's responding. Like I say, women about half can feel sense energy, half can't, and men are about 1 in 100. So if you are sensing something, feel yourself very fortunate. And now we'll do a shame clearing. Here we go. Remember, these clearings also come up not only from this lifetime, but they're activated on a time-based level so that maybe something happened 1,500 years ago, and it's time-coded, and all of a sudden, bingo, hit the exact day, the exact hour, the exact minute, and now you're dealing with shame. Don't know where it came from, but it's yours now because that program got activated, installed, and is running. So here we go. We'll do shame here. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, I've gone in again, today cleared again. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There. So what I have on the website, when you do your whole life clearing, it starts from when you start the clearing. So it starts that second that you begin it, and it goes from your current time, current age, back to conception. And after you have it, you probably would most likely want to get the unlimited version, which is $50, so you can go on it whenever you choose to. You can go on it twice a day, you know, as many times a week as you want. So it all depends how much you're involved with these issues. Typically, once you have your whole life cleared, the energy should be released from you probably 95%, okay? Maybe even more. Some people, they get the emotional clearing and their life changes on a dime. They're completely a different person. They're much happier. They're out of that energy of being, bombarded with people's energies. The emotions that they used to run their life is no longer running them. And they change completely because they're out of that mindset. Remember, what you're living is all of your past judgments in this lifetime. All of your decisions that you made, good or bad, is with you right now, this second. And it just takes somebody around in your experience to push that button to reactivate some type of trauma, a situation that you dealt with in your life, and then you're on the emotional roller coaster ride. And it just depends when you want to get off of it. This is why you can do this clearing online. It's a one-time clearing. That's all that you need. And you're done. And then you may want to get the unlimited because you want to stay current. Because stuff still happens here. So back to you, Annika.
Okay. Yeah, we got some very interesting questions online here. It's great. And dealing with a lot of stuff that are similar but not. I know it's all very different when you do them, even though they can seem like, they're just different levels of peeling the onion. And another one we carry that is like the core that I would say that we want to get rid of is our judgment. And Karen is asking if you could do a clearing sample of the judgment clearing.
Sure. Here we go. So I'll go back 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. I'm going to go back 15 days here. So I'm going to start over again because some people may not understand how bad they are, and 5 days may not be enough to validate this clearing. So here we go. 15 days ago cleared. 14 cleared, 13 cleared, 12, big thing 12 days ago, cleared, 11 days cleared, 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared, there. So these are all samples. They're probably about at the most 90% complete for what they can do at this present moment. So yes. You may feel things that you judged, right or wrong, it's still a judgment, good or bad, right or wrong, yes or no, up and down, it's all the same stuff. When it's anything that has a duality to it, a counterpart of the opposite to it, then that's judgment. Because you want to be in non-judgment, you want to be in observation, you want to be not able to connect one way or the other to any type of issue and just let it flow through your body. When you connect to it, then it's like putting on a catcher's mitt, and that catcher's mitt's going to be somewhere on your body, connected to maybe some body organ or some part of your body, and eventually that catcher's mitt is going to get very large, take away the energy in your body, and you may die from that particular illness, etc., where that energy has hit you. So back to you, Annika. This is why these clearings are so important, so you can feel better and live life better.
Yeah, it's so powerful. And Heal is asking for something, maybe there's something that you can do from the seven generational ones. You have quite a lot of them, and she also asked for a sample of resentment clearing. I don't know if you can do that as the seven generational one on here as a sample.
Well, first do, you have to first do the this lifetime for all of the clearings before you do seven generation.
Yeah.
But I will do the resentment one here. So let's do that clearing here. And also, if you don't see a clearing that suits you on there, that you believe or think that you need, I can always create one for you. And most of these were created because just of that, because people kept having more and more stuff, you know. I would do like the emotional clearing, and they go, well, they got rid of most of it, but I still have this particular thing here. And this is why, you know, the clearings expanded out so much. So here we go. This is for resentment. So I'll go back 10 days. So 10 days cleared, 9 days cleared. Oh, 8 days is a big one. 8 days cleared. So it's actually probably 9 days ago because we count today here. 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared. Oh, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There we go. That's for resentment. So that could go a couple of ways, too. It could be resenting other people, and it could be also, you know, resenting yourself. So,
yeah, he was mentioning here if it could be for wives and husbands, and, you know, you have one as your seven generational online already, which is for resentment of motherhood clearing.
Yeah, that's a big one for women.
Yeah. I wish it wasn't, but I have to say it is.
I'll describe that one. I may sound a little different here, being a male, talking about women's issues, but this is all from my experience of working with women, okay? And I would say I work with, you know, probably 90% women over men. So what's come out in the past is that some women really didn't want to have any children, and they got involved, you know, and had a child, which maybe they didn't want. Maybe they had to get married, forced into a marriage because of the church, you know, wanting them to be married when they have a child. That's a whole other issue, but that is an issue. So that one is kind of on that same agenda there. Another one is maybe the mother had so much pain in her pregnancy that she completely resents having this child. You know, the child didn't, the child caused it, but, you know, maybe the child is a beautiful little being, you know, very precious, and the mother just hates the child because of all the pain that it caused her. So she just can't get rid of that resentment and anger for the child of causing that situation with her. And so for the whole life of the child becomes miserable because the mother hates the child. Maybe the mother or the woman, you know, is going to college. Maybe she's like 24, we'll say. Maybe a year to go before she gets her degree. She gets pregnant. She can't continue on with school. So now she resents the child, too, because she can't continue on with her education. Maybe there's finances involved. So there's so much involved there. Maybe even, like I said, getting married to somebody that you don't even like, but because you had to, you know, there's just so much there. You know, it's, I personally feel very, I don't know what to say. I won't say sad for being a woman. I'm not using the right language here, but I will say as a man, looking at women's issues, there's so much more than what men have. It's incredible. You know, and men, you know, want the woman to do all this stuff along with raising a family, et cetera. And I don't think women are even honored for what they can do. So, but yeah, that energy of resentment, of motherhood is, I think, a very, very, very big one. So anyway.
Yeah, I would say that is true, and it doesn't have to be so dramatic either. I think it's when you realize that your life has changed after having a child in so many unexpected ways, you know, and you might not have realized that even though you thought you were prepared.
And just as the body shape changes, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it's good to have compassion for parents. If there's one thing I've learned from being a parent is that I never, ever judged parents anymore. That is easy for me now, you know. I've just gone through so much as a parent that I never, ever thought I would. So, we have lots of great, great comments here on from the clearings you did. Karen says her body warmed up after that judgment clearing, and Joni's got a really good line here. Each time you have a judgment, you are kicking out part of your spirit energy.
Yep, that's true.
Yeah, and Chris was saying that he's breathing hard after the resentment clearing, and he had some questions that was to deal with the parental clearings, and I see that Ren had a very similar question. So she and Chris are basically both asking if the resentment for, or the feelings that you are holding towards your parents throughout life, let's say you feel some kind of anger towards them, or that you've been somehow possibly affected by their thoughts, would that then possibly be cleared by the parental clearing?
Yeah. That will definitely help a lot, because that gets the energy off you for the whole lifetime. So like I said, these clearings are probably at least 95% effective. I'll leave that opening of the 5% there, because sometimes you have to go a little bit deeper. Now, for most people, 95%, I mean, you're dealing with all kinds of crap, you know? So just think, if you're wearing a 100-pound backpack on your back full of stuff, and now it's only 5 pounds. Man, that's a lot taken off of you. So, you know, it's great. So I would say, yeah, that clearing would probably help you out a lot for that. And we can go a little bit deeper, too, to undig up some more stuff, possibly. But most people, when they just do one of these clearings, remember, as you look at the list of services, at first, to the first timer, you can look at it and go, oh, man, there's too much on here. And you start looking at it, and you start checking these things off, and, well, they go, this is me, and that's me, and I need this, I need that. Well, don't get too overwhelmed, because just by doing the initial, you know, self-empowerment ones will probably put most of the other ones at bay, even though you think you have an issue there, because a lot of these things kind of overlap a little bit. So we just added, you know, the really long list for people who do have a special need. And that's how it works. If you have felt any energy movement during these sample clearings, that's only telling you that you're stuck there, that you have a problem there. Okay, so if you are a sensing person and you do sense something, and maybe one clearing that I have done you didn't feel anything on, well, you may not need that clearing. Maybe you don't live there. But if you do live there and you feel the energy changing, then more than likely, you know, you need to have that clearing done. Now, what I would say to do first is check with your spirit. Drop down to your heart and say, you know, is this what I really need to have? Is there another one that I should have before this? Maybe there might be a clearing that might take that one into effect that you just got through going through. Maybe there's another one that's going to actually clear that issue out of you too. And maybe do another one along with that, you see. So sometimes one clearing could take care of 5 different clearings in one and help you out more than just having one that you really think that you need. I worked with one lady, and she goes, I don't need the mental clearing. And she was, I think I did about 4 clearings on her. And then she finally says, well, I said, you know, you sound like you're really a mental person. She goes, oh, yeah, I'm very, very mental. I go, well, why don't you think you need the mental clearing? She goes, well, I live in my head, you know, I know everything. I know I don't need it. And I go, well, you should have it. So she had it. She goes, oh, yeah, this is the best one that I've ever had. But her mind was blocking her. So the controlling program, remember, we're all programmed. So the program didn't want to get released. It had some type of self-sabotage in it, telling her that she didn't want to have that clearing, that it wasn't needed whatsoever. But if you do sense an energy, then more than likely you need that clearing. And the whole thing is, once you have it, then you're freed up of a situation that you're dealing with. And these are all programs. All these different things that I have listed here are programs that are running you. And the bottom line is, once you get these programs off of you, then you can become more involved with your spirit, working with free will, free choice, and you can connect with your spirit more and have more spirit energy in your body. This is why we do these clearings. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, and also bringing back our spirit into our bodies and then be able to connect more with that and then know more of what we really do need. Everett has a question on that, and it just brought me to think about possibly that maybe we should clear some entities too, because Vadim was mentioning that he has fear, and Everett saying, is there a clearing to sense truth paths more clearly, or is there such a thing? And it just reminded me of connecting to spirit.
Yeah, very good. So there is no really nothing for you to do in this lifetime, okay, except to be in the present moment. Some people say that your life mission is to do this. Well, that's the life mission of the planets controlling you, wanting you to do that. Remember, the spirit that you are in your heart center only works in the now. And each moment in the now is moment by moment by moment. There's no preconceived outcome to anything. Whether you make a mistake or not, it's just an experience, okay? Don't beat yourself up. It's just an experience, okay? And there's nothing that you have to do, because the light doesn't judge its creations. If it did judge what you had to do, then it wouldn't be light any longer. The light would become darkness. And so the darkness tells you what you have to do. The light gives you free choice, free will. This is why they have you do experiences. You came here to experience the earth. And unfortunately, in the process of coming here and being here, I should say, of being here, you are now tied up into the judgments, the programs, the mind transmissions. Everything is alien-based from the ETs that are transmitting energies to you. So we are now, you know, in our bodies here, which is like a walking program, okay? The body's a walking computer run by programs, and the aliens are activating these programs, whether it be now or in your DNA. They're still being activated. So what I'll do is take away the energy of control right now. This energy is, we do this on a few of the calls here. So bring up the male light beings on your screen, and they're going to hold the space for you so that you're out of the mind control energies, the EMF radiation energies, whatever you want to call it, the electronic signals that are transmitted that you can't see in the airways, we'll call it, okay? So I'll count to 10, and you're going to be strictly disconnected from all of these. And the light ship can hold this energy until this show is over. We'll say we'll hold it for the next 7 minutes. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to command the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you might feel everything around you change. You might find that the cording connections, the energetic cords from the light bulb in your room, from your computer screen, from your TV, from your monitor, from your cell phone, everything, all these energies actually cord your body. Somehow they affect it. So these energies now are disconnected from you. Very, very simple. So you should feel very free, and you should feel like you're sitting in your own sacred space right now. You can look at everything around you, and it's not going to attach its energy to you. So back to you, Annika.
That was very powerful on my end here. I must be quite affected by everything around me in the house here. And, yeah, that is great. Thank you for doing that. And it's been great, great comments today. I haven't been able to keep up with everything, but I'm so grateful for everyone on here today. Vadim, I don't know if we can leave something was talking about the fear, maybe a fear sample. I don't know if you feel up to doing that, the fear clearing.
Okay, here we go. So I'll first do fear, then I'll do anger. So fear, so 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And the anger goes along with that, because when you're out of fear, then you get angry because you realize that the fear that you had in your life kept you from moving forward. Now you're angry about your past by not being able to do something. So here's the anger clearing. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There we go. And I'll do another sample here. I'll do a sensory body. This is how you view life here, through the information that you get from your body telling you what life is like here. This is your sensory body with an S. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There we go. So, Annika, it looks like our show is kind of coming to an end here.
Yes. Yeah, it goes so fast sometimes. I can't believe it. But I have some great comments. Karen was commenting about she really felt that clearing strongly, had to do with clearing the EMF radiation. And Chris says, wow, either my body or spirit is saying, get out of that room. The energy is dangerous. So thank you so much for clearing that.
Yeah, and your body does have a consciousness. Remember, it's also light, like your spirit is, just that it's denser. So your body was created from light also, and it has the programs in it. So just think how it feels. Remember, you can leave, your spirit can leave your body, right? But your poor body is stuck with all the crap in it. And it's up to you, your consciousness, to have your spirit, along with the light ship, because your spirit's the conduit, to clear out your body. Remember, if you weren't in your body, the light ship could not help you, okay? And so your spirit is your only opportunity to work with the light ship to have clearings for your poor body. Your body's trapped in itself. It has all these programs running. So, you know, it has its own conscience. It would love to get out of the situation that the aliens put it in, believe me. So our next show is going to be on Wednesday. So hope to see you then. And we have a conference call coming up here in about a half an hour. And also I'll be on another radio program, which is Ask One Radio. And that will be, I believe, at 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So it's Ask One Radio, and you can also call in, too, and have some questions. So blessings to all of you, and see you later, everybody. Thank you, Annika, for today.
Yeah, thank you, Ron. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.